Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Re-clicking it.
Re-clicking it.
Clicking it for the first time.
Hey, Brad, what time is it?
I don't know. Nick, what time is it?
It is 11:05. Cool. That's great. I don't know why.
Hi, Craig.
It takes two to make a Craig join right.
It's happened the last few times, isn't it?
As soon as we start recording, some fucking jackass goes tearing down the street with no muffler. Like, it's been silent. I've been watching YouTube videos just fucking around. I stopped reading that damn book. And then we get Craig in here, and I make a Craig joke, and you...
We got fireworks going on at our place, so... Because, you know, it's July still. Oy. Poor Sally. I went to take her out earlier. She's whining at me at the door. And I take her out, and we no more than get off the steps, and I hear... Bloom! And she's like, fuck in the house!
The other day I was getting gas at the Silent Casey's up in Silent Mackinac, and there was these two teenagers that were getting gas like across the way, pumps at each other, and apparently one of them had just gotten a new car. And he's like, yeah, I got this thing. It's awesome. Blah, blah, blah. Like going off about it. And he turns it on, and it has one of those mufflers, like the super loud mufflers on it. And I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be stupid.
Super. Okay. So first, I think I know which one you're talking about. But like there's two versions of super loud, and one of them sounds good.
It was not the good.
No, it was the, like, sounds like you started an overpowered lawnmower.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, because it was like a little fucking Honda or some shit. Like, it wasn't something that would be impressive. Like, I mean, I like that deep guttural sound that the old Mustangs and Chargers, those kind of things had.
Yeah.
That's a nice sound. But when
those ones that when they're sitting there, they're just purring, and when you're going down the street, they sound good, and if you romp on it, they really fucking roar. Ugh.
But if you get a little tiny four banger with a muffler the size of a rhinoceros on the back of it, it's gonna sound dumb. That's the closest equivalent, is that it sounds like somebody put something like that on a lawnmower, because you have a glorified lawnmower engine in that. And so he, you know, is doing that
like that's a backfire, dude.
Up to the turn to get back on the main drag, and then he like floors it to make the turn, and it's like it's super loud, but not in a way that is enjoyable. And the dude from the other car is like turning the other way, and I could hear him from the car like, yeah. And I'm like, I hope that you constantly smell poo and you can't get rid of it. Like that's what I hope for you. And it's more than you deserve. You should not even get to smell that.
Jennifer and I had that driving home. tonight. Like, I don't know that it was poo, but very, very creepily.
I thought you meant the guy with the car and the muffler.
No, the constant smelling of poo. So we were on the road for about 20 minutes. And then just after we got out of Silent Peoria area, this fucking Red Cross blood van comes shooting past us on the left side of the road, right? And then we get back over because there's slow cars in front of us, but this guy was, like, just barreling up on our fucking ass. So we got over out of the way, and then he goes just barely faster than us. But we get behind this thing, and I think it was just poor timing because we stayed behind it and it eventually went away. But initially, there was a horrid fucking smell, and I was like, there's bad things in that van right now. And she's like, no, like, blood doesn't smell like a body part. I go, there's something, the universe is trying to tell us that there's a serial killer that stole a Red Cross van in front of us. Or fuck it, the Red Cross is into some shady shit. I don't care. I'm not going to say Silent Red Cross. Red Cross is a piece of poop. They tried to take my fucking... I used to donate blood in high school. Here's a fun pre-show story. Used to donate blood in high school. Kind of because I wanted to, mostly because I wanted out of classes. I'll be honest. I'm not afraid of it. I still donate blood now when I can. But not to the Red Cross. Here's why. So they rotated. Like every 6 months, they had the Red Cross at the school, and then they'd have Mississippi Valley come. So we were donating to two different... blood centers, and I donated to the Red Cross 1 year, and then I donated to Mississippi Valley, and then the next year I went to donate to Red Cross, and they sent me a thing in the mail after the second time that was like, hey, so we threw out your blood because we tested it 10 times and one of those 10 times you had hepatitis C.
What?
And I was like, cool, not sexually active, haven't been around people with hep C, so that's fun. So I went to my GP at the time, had them test my blood. They were like, yeah, no, it was just a false positive. Red Cross, though, as far as I'm aware, based on their letter that they sent me years ago, told me I can never donate to them again.
Wow.
Because I am flagged as having hepatitis C. Mississippi Valley, never had a fucking problem with my blood. So, flash forward like 10 years. Motherfucking Red Cross van's doing some shady shit, I'm telling you, because it... It smelled bad, and it smelled bad for a while. It was right after that thing got in front of us. However, like I said, the smell did eventually go away, and that van did stay in front of us. But there was something rank, man. Like, and Jen and I still don't have good nose, and both of us were like gagging because it was fucking horrid.
Yeah, and that's interesting because we ended up passing you in Peoria. And I don't think you guys noticed. Looked like Jen was jamming to something.
Yeah.
I didn't see a Red Cross van. So I wonder if they got on the interstate at some point after if it was after Peoria area.
Probably then. After they just robbed a fucking mortuary. I don't know.
Fun story. When I was in college, I was at Carl Sandburg there in Galesburg. They had a blood drive out there. And so I got signed up to donate and all that stuff because I had never donated blood before. But the one of the classes that I was in was going to give extra credit for donating. And I was like, you know what? This is actually a good reason for me to start. You know, like it's I'm getting something out of it, and it can start my routine of giving it every once in a while. Like, okay, cool. But when I go to donate, they deny me. They tell me that they won't take it. And I don't know why. They never told me why. I have no idea why. They didn't even get blood from me, but they said that I couldn't donate. I have no idea.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I don't have tattoos. I don't... I was sexually active at the time, but, like, they didn't even test me to see if there was something that they need to be concerned about. It's just when I went to go and do it, they said, sorry, we can't. Like, what do you think that I'm fucking doing in my spare time that you're not wanting to take my blood? I don't know. I never figured that out. Every once in a while, I think back on it, bothers the shit out of me because I don't know why it happened. I still don't have an answer for that. I'm curious if I would go now, like, if they would tell me, like, why I got denied and if I could even give.
I think, in my heart of hearts, that vampires are real. That they do work for blood drive places, and they just do such a good job. Like, people are just so giving that the vampires just have an abundance. So they're like, you know what? We don't have to be the monsters that are portrayed in media and stories. So, like, the stuff, like, we only need to eat so much. We will actually donate the rest of this to hospitals to save lives. And I think that's what it is. So I think, Ken, you probably just don't taste good. Sorry, no offense. But they probably just, like, smelled you and they're like, oh, Jesus, fuck, no. He's got that big wiener blood, so we don't need any of that.
I think that would be helpful. You know, honestly, God, I don't even know what blood type I have.
Ugh, he's probably one of those weirdos that gets turned on when he gives blood. Ugh.
I think I'm I think I'm O negative. Maybe I'm O positive. I'm O one of them, but I'm not the middle ground. I know I'm O, which is super scary, because apparently, based on Jennifer's blood type and my blood type, there's a good chance, not a good chance, there's a reasonable chance, like, it's something we have to keep an eye on, that if we make a baby and that baby's just like, I like dad's blood more, that her body will be like, fine, fuck you too, and try and kill it.
Oh, that's fun.
Because it won't like the blood type being in the body. Which I feel like is... I feel like... If a woman's body is building a creature, wouldn't you think that it's the woman's blood that's building that creature? Why DNA gotta come in and fuck shit up and be like, you know what? We're gonna put two kinds of oil in this machine, and we're going to see how well it works.
Isn't it something like Rh positive versus Rh negative?
I think so.
Because Amber had the same thing. That they had to test, they had to do blood tests to figure out. And she had to get some sort of injection to make sure that her body didn't kill
the fucking baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so weird that, like... Body chemistry is so strange. I like that kind of stuff on a curiosity level, not on a I actually genuinely want to know more. But when I find out shit like that, I'm like, man, I wish I knew more about that. But then if I actually sat down to learn more about it, I'd be like, you can stop talking now. I'm not going to need this. I want this stuff in the moment. I want a pocket Hank Green.
Yes, I fucking love Hank Green.
I want to know why that man knows so many things. Like, I don't know,
but I love him.
Like, a lot of his stuff sometimes is just, like, theoretical, and he's just a very smart man, and so he makes logical guesses that make sense genuinely. But other times, he just knows shit. Like, he just knows the most abstract shit.
Did you watch the ass crack hair video?
Yeah, but again, like, that was one of the ones where it was just all kind of, he didn't know. He just made a lot of reasonable points.
So, yeah, that I like that a lot. What I thought was funny is someone made a video that was talking about, like, why do we have ass crack hair? Like, okay, on the butt. But, like, why in the crack? And everybody tagged Hank Green. And so he made his first video was like, all right, you guys keep tagging me in this. Like, I've got a few theories. Do you really want them? Do ya? And then that fucking the first comment on there was like, I haven't been following you for 13 years not to hear your theories about ass crack hair. I fucking love him. Like, every single one of his videos is interesting in some way, even if I don't give two fucks about what the topic is.
He makes a good point. But I feel like it's more prominent in males, for sure. Like, I've seen a fair amount of female butt crack over the years. Not saying that I've seen a lot of women naked. But I mean, we're all human. Sometimes people's pants don't fit great. Sometimes booty hangs out. And as a man, especially if I find you attractive, I'm going to look. And, you know, if there was like a big old fucking plumber's hairy devil's crossway down there, probably wouldn't look too long. But I haven't seen it very often. I know there's probably peach fuzz going on and everything. But I think it's more of a man thing. And if you want to go, not making any statements, but if you go along the thought path of evolution, I think it's just DNA. I think it's just DNA that some people have, like there are some people who super have monkey genes still in their butt crack region. And then there are other people that are just like, nah, I want to be hairless. Like, I've always wondered how there are some people, like, I know a lot of people get their chests, they'll shave it or wax it or whatever, but I also know there are people that just don't grow hair on their chest. And I don't have it all across my chest. I don't have a lot, but, I mean, I have more than none. And, it's weird to me to think about, like, if I didn't have hair on my chest. Because that's a discussion I had with Jen semi-early in our relationship, like, deep enough that it was, like, not weird, but early enough so I knew how difficult my life was about to be because I liked her a lot. And I was like, this is fine, right? Like, I'm good with this because I really don't want to maintenance any of this. And she's like, yeah, no, please don't. And I was like, cool, because I super do not. And then you got fucking Robin Williams with gorilla arms. Yeah. I mean, he had fucking hairy-ass arms.
Like, Amber and I have been together long enough that she was around when I didn't have any chest hair. That's a long time.
The only thing that weirds me out is to think about when people get old, their hair stops having color. I don't know how I feel about having gray chest hair. I don't know how, sorry for the TMI, I don't know how I feel about having gray ball hair, I'll be honest.
Like, does that go gray?
I mean, it has to, right? Like, it.
I mean, it doesn't have to.
You're going
to
tell me that your body prioritizes, as an evolutionary, but your body's going to prioritize, be like, all right, we only have enough juice for the next 5 years to keep one area the right color. He has to dye the rest. What do we pick?
Well, sir, it's pretty dangerous to put that dye in your nethers, so maybe we just leave it down there.
Damn it, Johnson, you're right. All right, kill the color in the pits, the chest, the crack, and the head. We're going to put all the flavor into the balls and crotch. You see, you think that's how the body works?
I mean, it does some weird shit.
Does all body hair gray? All your body hair, chest, nose, pubic, etc., can turn gray. Body hair tends to gray at a different rate than the hair on your head, which is why some men can have gray beards and brown hair, or vice versa. By the way, dyeing gray pubic hair is a thing. So I take it back. Apparently you can put...
Sir, we actually just got new information. The technology's crazy. You can put dye down in the ball pubes.
All right, fine. Fuck it. Leave his toe hair colored and everything else. Turn it gray. Because why... That's... I don't know how we got on the subject of fucking hair. I don't remember where this came from. That's one thing I don't get. I don't understand why I need to have hair on my knuckles and my toe knuckles. And like... I'm sure some people have hobbit feet, but I got like one little line down that like meaty bony part of your foot that comes from your big toe. I got a little bit of hair that grows on there, and I don't know why the fuck I need it.
I get the toe hair on the toe knuckles, and then like a not a ton on the top of my foot though. Like, I generally kind of sparse on the body hair. Like, I have a decent amount on the chest, but my arms and legs are a little more sparse. I get that, you know, on the top of the foot, and I've honest to God thought about just getting into the routine of shaving that shit, because no matter what socks I wear, if I wear a pair of socks for too long during the day, then it ends up like pulling at that hair, and it's yeah, painful. Like, it's very unpleasant. I don't enjoy it. Some socks are worse than others. Generally, the tighter the socks, the worse that it is. Like, I think it's just the, you know, the sock kind of shifting and stuff. But if I could do hair removal somewhere, it'd be fucking there.
We need to barring some like fireball event, we need to make sure we tell all our better halves to use the pre-roll from episode 95 to identify our bodies if the women aren't allowed to look at our bodies. Because if they can, if like they're just like, no, it's too mangled, ma'am, like you don't want to see this, they can just give them this audio and they'll be like, yep, all the hair matches. Yep, everything's gray in the spots they're supposed to be. That one's got shaved feet, this one's got a dyed ball fro, like everything's how it should be.
You say you're gonna dye your ball fro?
I didn't say it was gonna be me. You got a guilty conscience, Mr. Accusatory?
Hey, it's not gonna be me. I ain't dying shit. But I already have some gray hair, and once it gets grayer, unless it gets like weird, like crazy patchy looking and it looks stupid.
What, and your
which
ball,
will only
and
be
your
my
ball
beard.
And your ball hair? Say,
no, I don't give a fuck about the ball hair.
We just show up one day, Brad's itching a lot. He's like, it was getting patchy. I had to do something.
No.
He's just
look,
digging.
If I go to the point of the ball hair thing, I'm going to batwing you motherfuckers.
Oh, God.
Oh,
what the fuck?
God. Why
you're
do you
welcome.
Have to say that?
You're welcome.
You know, I'm sure there's some people that will hear this someday that don't know what that means. and now we're left with the choice of, do we let Google tell them or do we tell them? Batwinging it is when you take your scrotum skin and you stretch it like the skin lady from Doctor Who.
Go watch the movie Waiting. It's worth it. Go watch the movie Waiting. It's worth it.
Now, Hashtag Deadpool.
Now, this... I'm just reminding the both of you. This is going out to everybody.
This is pre-show. Oh.
Yeah, it's an October pre-show. So you know what?
Welcome, world.
Definitely people
this
are going to hear
it. This is the chaos
this
you
is,
could pay
this
for.
This is what you could pay for, yeah. This is... It's not always about body... Now I feel like we should have loosely planned to talk about more overarching topics...
Just to put it out there for the people that are listening, our Under the Trench Coat, surprisingly, is not about body hair.
If there was going to be one that was more on theme with body hair, it would be Under the Trench Coat.
You would think. But our Under the Trench Coat is actually on point and about the current episode at the end of the episode. It's our thoughts and the process on that episode. However, this pre-show... Which you also get with when you do enough Patreon to get or to yeah a man and then this stuff this I can't talk
the $5 tier gives you the pre-show and the Under the Trench Coat show
that
I feel
the pre-show is just a bonus of our stupid you can just listen some of them are probably pretty good like we like to talk about video games and stuff it's fun and then you have this
our pre-show is more of a traditional style podcast where it's just three guys shooting the shit. But there is no structure. We just show up. Basically, what happened was we would always sit down to record, and then we'd talk for like 2 fucking hours like a bunch of idiots. So I suggested around the turn of the year during our first year of content, so it would have been January of 2020. God. Is that right? What is this? We started in 19. Yeah, we started in October 19. So January of 2020, we were going to launch Patreon. So it was like the tail end of 19, beginning of 2020, and Brad was talking about Patreon stuff. We were trying to decide stuff. And I was like, well, we always shoot the shit. Why don't we just turn the microphones on, and then we have a little bit of pre-show, and I'll just launch raw episodes. Well, the raw episodes thing got kind of difficult. We didn't know if people were actually listening to it because it was like... double the show, so you were just listening to it without all the fanciness that I do to it, fanciness with air quotes, and then you could choose to listen to it with the fanciness if you wanted to. So I was like, honestly, if it were me and I was paying for that stuff, I would listen to the pre-show, stop listening, and go listen to the nice one, because again, air quotes around nice one, because I wanted to go and listen to that one. So I was like, why don't I just save myself some trouble, save some uploading time, because those files were fucking huge. And I'll just cut it and just make it the pre-show. So then I went back. I'm pretty sure I went back and just fucking changed all of the raw backlog. Maybe I didn't. Not important. Anyway, so now it's just the pre-show. Which we just want to put out there. Under the Trench Coat obviously got thought up at the same time because we wanted to have a little bit of extra oomph behind the tier. And the reason it's called Under the Trench Coat is it got launched the same time that we started the superhero game. So we were, our minds were in superhero mode, and so it's like, oh, like a trenched person just stamped blah blah blah, and so that's how that happened. We've just kind of kept the name because we fucking like it. Who cares? But yeah, this is not. I mean, you heard the pre-show last week, so this week's pre-show is not indicative of how these usually go.
They're all random chaos.
This is us getting all of our bullshitting out, because all three of us are relatively busy throughout the week, so we don't always talk a lot outside of recording and seeing each other on Saturdays. So we do that here in front of all of you for the month of October. And then under the trench coat is more structured.
Most of our outside of game communication is usually just whatever stupid shit happened to us or that we find on the internet. That's most of our communication outside of game nights, which, like, you know, is fine. It's
somebody tried to scare me yesterday and say that Marvel recast Spider-Man.
I am getting more and more irritated with how news is presented. Fucking clickbait.
It was headlines. Just his voiceover.
It was for What If, because there's a bunch of actors in What If that don't have the, like, it's like half and half. Like, half of the actors have their actual actor and the other half don't. Some of it, I don't know if it was for a specific choice. I know a lot of it was scheduling, because there's some people that are up in arms about Dave Bautista, and I guess Dave Bautista's like said some shit. I don't know. I've not read the articles. I'm not going to say one way or the other. But there's just some people, and they were played by people whose voices are at least similar enough. Like, it's whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not, like, super scrutinizing it, it definitely sounds...
And it's like 30 fucking minutes. Yeah. And it's not canonical, so it just be appreciative that you live... I mean, it could be.
What if?
What if it was?
So, speaking of that, Ken, how many episodes have you watched?
I have not watched this week's episode, but I've watched everything else.
That's it? You've watched all the rest?
All the rest, yeah. Just this week's
episode. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The zombies. The
zombies was fucking amazing.
That was badass.
I'd watch a full movie of that.
I would, too.
Watch a full movie.
You're going to like this week's episode, too. It had a lot of twists, and the ending makes me go, oh, I want more. That's pretty much been all of them, actually, but...
The only one that I think that I haven't particularly cared for was the Doctor Strange one.
Really?
I don't know why. It just didn't hit me as well as the other ones did. I loved everything else. It's just the Doctor Strange one didn't hit me.
I don't know. That one was like a huge kick in the feels.
So, it's a tad late. Spoilers for anyone who's not caught up on What If. I'm sure we're going to get into some heavy territory. We've been relatively loose, like...
Well, we said trailers, zombies, yeah, I think, was the only real thing there.
I'm pretty sure the trailers showed off Doctor Strange and a zombie Captain America, so you knew, like, that shit was coming. If not, if you have Disney Plus, it's in the fucking picture.
And like, go watch it.
The What It's If amazing. Episode that we're talking about goes, what if ... zombies? ? So, I mean, anyway. Spoiler alert has been launched for probably the rest of
this
pre-show.
I want more of all of them.
The cool thing about the Doctor Strange one is a lot of people are theorizing that What If could be more canonical than we think it is, and not in the sense that, like, that actually happened, but in that it's leading into the Multiverse. Next Spider-Man movie, because there's a lot of people who think that the Doctor Strange in the Spider-Man trailer that does the spell and stuff is not our Stephen Strange. It's not our Doctor Strange who watched billions of futures and found only one where we did the war, and then fucking 17-year-old Peter comes down and is like, I don't want people to know who I am. And he's like, I'll do this spell I've never done right now, even though Wong told me not to. So a lot of people think that he could be a variant because of Loki stuff, or that it's like a dark Steven, that for some reason there are two of him in this timeline or something. Like, that something happened to regular Doctor Strange, and that's why shit goes wonky. Because there's a couple parts in the trailer where they also think that Steven's being a shit. Like, not only does him doing that spell that could be potentially dangerous, that shatters the multiverse, is weird and seems out of character, but there's a couple other scenes in that trailer that seem out of character.
Huh.
And then that What If launch, and people are like, oh, fuck, what if, like, they're, like, hinting at blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've wanted more of all of them. Like, that one I probably didn't want more of because it was pretty closed
at
the end there.
Yeah, that was very self-contained. Everything else could have gone bigger.
I could do a whole line of Captain Carter because that was fucking badass.
That was amazing.
I would love to see, like, the up to the point of where they were at in the What If of T'Challa Star-Lord.
Yeah.
That would be fucking sweet.
That was another super solid one. I didn't necessarily
buy... The zombies
buy,
was badass.
I didn't necessarily buy Thanos not being genocidal Thanos. I didn't necessarily buy that, but, you know, I get it.
I like the that he talked him out of it type thing.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
It
because realistically, I mean, who's to say they couldn't? He didn't think he was a bad guy, obviously. And maybe someone could have made him see the light.
What we need to take into account here, not a sponsor, is that the T'Challa Star-Lord episode was actually played in B-Bars' power outage, and they just de-escalated the fight.
Ayo! Yeah! Yes!
You're welcome, Internet.
Yeah, and if you don't know what power outage is, that's the system we used in our superheroes game. Go check it out. It's awesome.
There was part of me that also didn't buy into that. Like, I did like getting to see more. I think I'm just starting to fall in love with Josh Brolin, honestly.
I like Josh Brolin a lot.
But I did like seeing him. But there's talks that, I mean, Thanos isn't gone. There's stuff that people are saying, like, Kang could bring Thanos back in some capacity.
Right.
There's people saying that, like, him getting dusted, like, everyone else was also dusted, and Peter made a comment about stuff. So, like, technically, comic book lore-wise, when they get dusted, they just go into the Soul Universe. Like, they go inside the Soul Stone, which is its own pocket dimension. There's lots of stuff that we could see Josh Brolin, but I don't know. When Jen and I saw the Harry Potter marathon, they played the same fucking trailers before every movie, and so I'm kind of over the Dune trailer, but something that I love every single time was when they're standing there in front of their... There's a scene in the trailer where they're standing in front of, like, their people, and it's Oscar Isaac and Josh Brolin, and Oscar Isaac is like, smile, whatever Josh Brolin's character's name is, and he's just there grimacing and, like, squinting. He's like, I am smiling. And I was like, man... I'd give you a smooch on the cheek. I would. I really would. Last comment I want to make since we're butting up against shit. Of all the things that I want to see more of, there was the thing that I don't believe it, that they said that they were going to do a live-action Marvel Zombies. I don't believe that for a minute. I think that would be great. However, if they do
amazing.
That, I think it needs to be, which Marvel doesn't do this anymore, but it needs to be its own little self-contained movie that's not canonical or whatever.
Yeah,
and the way
agreed.
They do it, so they can still do it and make it non-canonical, is they follow the What If storyline to a point, but they make it so that, like, whatever, like, the cure that they're going for in What If doesn't work. And so then they just have Deadpool show up, and he's like, hey, this isn't how things are supposed to go. Don't worry, I can clean it up. And it's just Deadpool kills the zombie MCU.
Well, I think in the comics, it's his blood that saves them anyways.
I think so. I just want Wade to murder things. I saw a fan art of a Deadpool 3 poster today, which was Deadpool, and on the ground beneath him was just a tiny little, like, pool of blood, and it had the number 3, but he was holding a bow and arrow, and he had Wolverine's arm as the arrow. with the blades out. Which... I hope they get to use Hugh Jackman, even if it's just for a throwaway scene, as Wolverine with Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool. Because the fact that they never got to share the screen together after Ryan did Deadpool proper hurts my heart.
Yeah, me too.
But anyway, I digress.
So, two final things. One, I got a notification, pulled up my Facebook really quick, and the first thing that was listed was a, like, for sale, you know, like, a marketplace ad for a fire truck.
Yeah.
So...
That'd be interesting.
If we could pull 27 grand together, we could buy a fire truck.
Yeah.
Two.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I know how to work on their engines.
That means the Rick Geek Mobile, instead of being a hearse like the Ghostbuster, the Ecto-1
can be a fire truck.
We'll just make the Nat one, and it'll be a fire truck.
And instead of the siren, it just blares our episodes.
Phones listen to us too much, because we were just talking about What If, and I got a notification about a news article that was What If Episode 6 review, What If This Show Wasn't So Boring.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a turd.
Yeah. Anyway, we ready to start this shit?
I suppose so.
Yep.
Do we need anything?
I don't think so.
I better, just in case. I'll be right back.
Alrighty. Like, I want to read that article, but also fuck whoever wrote that article.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a dick. I don't know. Yeah, this shit bothers me more and more I don't know if it's my age or what it is, but like, these places have so much power over what people do and don't watch or play. You know, like, because I'm enjoying the shit out of Aliens Fireteam, and there's a lot of negative reviews out there for it. And that bothers me. You know, and these places, all they just have, you know, if somebody's having a bad fucking day, and so they try to play a game and they're not having fun with it because they're having a bad fucking day, and just, you know, make however many people that read it go, well, I'm not gonna fucking play that. If, you know, this guy says that it's shit, I'm not gonna fucking play that. You know, I think it's a reasonably good fucking game. I like how they've done a number of things. I think that the intel that you can find is really interesting. It kind of adds, you know, it's stuff that is both there for edification for people who haven't necessarily, like, really gotten into the movies, but it's also some interesting stuff for people who do know the world a little bit. And I'm more in that second category than I am the first, but, you know, because I watched all the movies, and when I was younger, I read some of the books and blah, 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 blah. But, I'm entertained by it. I have a desire to play it, which there's a lot of things that I look at and go, you know, that looks like it'd be fun. I have no desire. Like, I only have a certain limited time that I have to spend with whatever game I decide to play. Mm-hmm. And that is one that I actually started playing and I'm enjoying it. But fuck these people for putting out these really shitty reviews. You know, I get it. There's a huge market. You know, that's a huge segment of journalism anymore is game reviews. But, you know, fuck them. Because I think that was the death of Anthem. And I thought Anthem was, again, a very enjoyable game. I enjoyed it.
I'm so bummed that they didn't keep up with that game. I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
God, it was so good.
But, you know, it got killed. It got killed through reviews before it even came out.
Yeah.
And those
reviews talked louder than the developer, which is never good, because the developer tried to be upfront, and the reviewers tried to, like, not only did they kill it, but they were also the ones hyping it up, and then people played it and they were like, this isn't what we thought it was, and BioWare was like, but we told you, and they were like, no, you didn't, and then you could go find BioWare being like, hey, the game's not where we thought it would be at launch, but we feel like it's in a good place. We have a nice roadmap, and we're gonna do this and do this all for free. And people were like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
My that only gripe was loading between locations.
Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes it was like, go in this pipe. And I was like, cool. And so I'd start to go in the pipe, and then it was like, you're going to load for 5 minutes. And I was like, Destiny loading, has taught me that you're full of shit.
Loading going into the missions bugged the shit out of me, and the multiplayer bugs bugged me.
Yeah.
But
the multiplayer bugs got worked on. The loading thing, like, whatever. That's a process of... Fucking Skyrim is about to launch its 10-year anniversary edition, and people are still going to fucking buy it. And I realize it loads faster now, but it still has load times. And if Todd Howard can milk a game for 10 years, Anthem should have been fine with its loading times. And that, and it was. It was going to be annoying, but it was something that I could deal with.
Yeah, and it wasn't that bad.
That was one of the biggest complaints about Bloodborne when it came out. And it is almost universally renowned by...
Yeah,
by most reviewers and all that kind of stuff, and a lot of players, that is probably the best game that's been put out on PS4. That in that generation was probably its pinnacle right there. And it was very early, shortly after launch, that it came out, I think. But they fixed it. Like, they did, they kind of found some ways to, through patches, to do workarounds. And they added stuff to the loading screens. Like, they gave you lore pieces in the loading screens that kind of helped ease some of that, too. You know, there's... If that's a complaint, that's a pretty petty complaint, in my opinion. Destiny bothers me with its load times when I play it, but, you know, it's a big game. It has a lot to load. And the system that I was playing it on didn't have a solid-state drive. I'm curious what it'll be like on the computer... when I eventually am able to do that.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I will tell you on the computer.
Yeah.
It really so I was excited when I had my Xbox One S because it loaded Destiny faster than my Xbox One. I got excited when I got the One X because it loaded it faster than the One S. When I got the Series X, it loaded it far faster than I ever would have expected the Xbox to make the jump to do. So when I got it on the computer, I was like, it's not going to be that different. And I might be hamming it up, maybe because I'm just a Destiny fanboy, but I was not in flight to the tower for, I mean, it was moments. it was nothing. And I know this was a thing. Like, that's how people speedrun raids, is with PCs. That's the only way to do it because of load walls and shit like that. But fuck, I never expected to see it in person because I never expected to have a computer that could play games like that. And here we are, and it's pretty nice. I
would definitely like to play Destiny with all three of us at some point.
I'm going to fall down a Destiny rabbit hole come winter because it's Bungie's 30th anniversary and they're doing shit in the game and the Gjallarhorn's coming back. I will most definitely be losing myself in that game. Apologies if the podcast just stops occurring because I'm not doing my job. Hopefully
come December, the pups are a little better off, and I'll actually be able to play games again.
Yeah. That's a false statement anyway. I prioritize this damn show over everything else. So,
speaking of, let's start the show.
Yeah. Anyone listen to the pre-show? That second half of the show is more in line with what the pre-show usually is. That's more online rather than the dyeing your pubes.
It is much less body hair focused. Not saying it's not body hair focused at all. It's just less so.
Yeah, normal. It's very Marvel video game, current media, sometimes current news as we gripe about how the world's dumb, but usually just pop culture stuff. Or all personal right. life stuff. It's just not necessarily body hair. This was a special one just because it's free. That's why we did it.
Because that
did
was what purpose. All of us were thinking.
Yep.
Anyway, last time. Oh, I dropped shit. For real though, are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Last time on Rolling in the Geek.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With ACAST, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with ACAST. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.